And a very good morning to you on this Thursday. Once again, Connor Harbutt joining in. And if I'm a new voice to you, well, you better get used to it. I'm going to be in here for quite a while until we can find a replacement. I'm coming over from our sister station on the FM side, US 98. Of course, Sam Speck, he has moved on to a new job. We wish him luck in all of his future endeavors. But moving forward, I will be the guy taking care of you, kind of moving you through your morning. And of course, it is 7:45, and in studio now we do have, well, what is going to be my first interview over on the Mighty 690 KGGF. We've got Rachel Rose in studio from the Coffeyville Public Library. Rachel, how are you doing this morning?
Pretty good.
Excellent. So, of course, kind of the theme of the week and kind of the theme of the rest of the month is the fact that school is starting back up once again.
Yes.
Summer is officially over for the kiddos, and they're going to have to start learning again. And of course, a great resource to learn is the library. And as I understand it, you guys have some new programs coming up this fall, kind of as you swing into the school season.
Yes, we actually took kind of a break this month, kind of recovering from summer reading. And so starting in September, we've got some all new programs. Our new children's librarian, Bethany, she's come up with a family fun day on Tuesdays at 4 p.m. So after school, if you need something to do, you can bring your school age kids. She's alternating where every other week she'll do a movie, and on the off week she'll do a craft. So something fun for school-age kids to do if they need something to do after school.
Yeah, exactly. And so kind of something I'm kind of curious about, because, you know, you're talking about your new children's library, Bethany, and how she kind of maybe is coming up with a few programs. How does it really kind of, how do you guys kind of generate these programs and these ideas for things like the fall coming into these different events throughout the year?
Well, we have a great Southeast Kansas library system. We're headquartered up at Iola, and they connect us with all the libraries in the area, so we're able to network and learn what other libraries are doing and see if what they are doing will work here or if we need to modify it somehow. Mm-hmm. So it's a great way to network. And then every year one of us goes to the Kansas Library Association conference, and that's another way to learn about other programs that are working for people and get ideas. And, of course, Pinterest.
Yeah, of course.
If you need a
Pinterest
as well.
When in doubt, go to the internet. You know
yes,
what I'm saying? But
yes.
So it's really nice to hear all the libraries interconnected, kind of working towards that one big cause. So, you know, do have some programs coming up as early as, well, next Tuesday, I think you said. Well,
yes.
At least there will be programs coming up on Tuesday. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
So the Kids Day starting on Tuesday, I'm starting a new program for teens and adults. It's a painting class, an easy painting class. I'm not an artist at all, but I found paintings easy enough that even I can teach. So if they're afraid of learning how to paint, but they really want to learn, come and do it for free at the library.
Yeah, no judgments.
Yeah, no judgments here. We had one class over the summer, a painting class, and people seemed to really like it. So we're going to see if we can make it a regular thing. So we're going to do that on the second and fourth Tuesday of each month, starting in September. And that will be at 3:30. So teens after school, if they want to come to that, and then adults, if they are able to make it, they can. I do need signups for that, though, because we are having to limit it to 12 per class, that way to keep costs down. But
yeah, and so signups will be open until I assume signups will be open
the
until the day and the spots are filled. So
and they can go online and say that they're coming on our Facebook event, or they can come into the library or call the library and say, hey, I want to come on this day.
And you'll mark them down,
and
then they'll be pretty much registered. So
that's
certainly excellent. And that kind of leads me into something else I'm kind of curious about. Forgive me if Sam has asked this before. I know this is a regular recurring interview, but the library, as we all know, it's not just a place for books anymore.
Yes.
It's all kinds of stuff. Kind of talk about some of the stuff that you have that goes beyond books. I know people like to read, but then people like to do other stuff as well.
Well, so with the painting classes, people love art, and they may not have the ability to do that. That's why we're offering this class. I mean, we have computers and technologies to help people, learn how to use those and use, the internet when they may not have access to it, because I know there are a lot of lower income people in the area. We lend out Wi-Fi hotspots to people, and those go out like hotcakes. I mean, there's always a list of like 30 or 40 people on there because people need the internet. I mean, our lives revolve around the internet.
It's pretty much all we need.
Yeah, basically.
At this point, is
basically
to do anything in our lives.
But it's a way for us. Yes, we want people to read and to love learning, but we also understand that we need to be more than that. We need to provide things that people may not be able to provide for themselves.
Yeah, exactly. And then, of course, once you get them in there, then they'll start to notice all the books and they'll think, hey, maybe I should start reading a little bit.
And we have books for everybody. I mean, even teenagers that I have the hardest time getting to read, I've found a bunch of comic books and comic adaptations of classic books, and they start reading those, and that makes them interested in the real books. I'm like, okay.
Exactly.
It's working. We're getting them to read something.
If you have an interest, there's a book about it.
Yes, there is.
And I've seen some books on some very obscure topics over the years. Mm-hmm. I've seen some books on some very specific topics over the years. So it's just a matter of getting out there to your local public library and really just kind of searching around. And if you don't know, just come in and
And ask us what we have to offer, because everybody at the library that works there, we can tell you what all services we provide. We try to be a service to the community, because we know how integral the library is to a community's success.
Yeah, certainly. And so I know you were talking a little bit about a kindergarten program coming up as well.
It's a preschool story time. Preschool story time on Wednesdays. We do that all the time. It's not a new program, but we did take a break from it during the summer because we had summer reading had a whole lot other items. So that started back up just yesterday. So Wednesdays at 11:15.
Okay, perfect. So if you're looking for somewhere to put the kids during preschool, and you are really busy with work or whatnot, have them involved with the library. Kind of have them start to really kind of grow that love for reading that'll take them into their later years.
We try to have programs for all age groups, so that's why we're building these new programs, and we have our preschool story time that's been a long-standing program.
Yeah, so certainly. And then, so the month of September, obviously fairly busy for you guys coming up here. Is there anything really kind of planned for further beyond that, maybe into October? I know Halloween's kind of a big deal and a lot of people plan around that, but I know that may be a little bit too far.
No, actually, we do start planning a couple of months in advance for some things, especially for October. The children's librarian and I are both working together for a big Harry Potter themed program.
Okay.
It'd be a day at Hogwarts thing, because we know, and it'll be a family event, because we know Harry Potter is loved by several generations.
That's what I was reading when I was in elementary
school. Yes, and we have several people that work at the library that read it, and they love the show, the movies, and the books. They're like, okay, let's see if this will work. That's still in planning stages. We don't have a set date for it yet, but I know in October we will have a Harry Potter family day.
Yeah, so you're going to want to be on the lookout for that, especially if you're like me and you grew up with those books and you still kind of consume it every once in a while, and it'll certainly be a good time here in the city of Coffeyville. Well, Rachel, I think that'll do it, but thank you very much for coming in and once again being my very first interview here on the Mighty 690.
Thank you for having
KGGF. So we'll go ahead and send it on back. We'll have Fox News for you at the top of the hour at 8:10. We're actually going to go ahead and send it on back to Matt Jordan, so that will be coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Open line, we will get started at 8:30. We will have to kind of weave in and out with Matt Jordan. We'll have to kind of weave in and out with the interviews we have planned for the Roland Dessel, who is a rodeo clown here at the Interstate Fair and Rodeo this week. But we'll go ahead and send it on back. Connor Harbit here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Fox News coming up at the top of the hour.